It's time for your horror medication. Before I begin my story, make sure you're not going to be interrupted. Check that you're secure and make sure no one or anything can get you. Then get comfortable. Just close your eyes and let your imagination do the work. I've just moved along your ear canal. And I'm now inside your skull. Celebrity. Written and narrated by Bleeding Critic. After many years of hard work, the young creative man was rewarded to a respected position on the elite podium, joining other horror writers. Financially, he never had further worries of debt, and his lonely lifestyle with just a few close friends suited him just fine. His twisted ideas fed his adoring followers on Twitter, and his loyal viewing audience even forgave him for his many below-average works. Over the years, he forgot the reason how he became a success today. It was all down to his fans, but he believed, like so many celebrities, never respond to tweeted messages and posted admiration from fans. Many of his fans were decent people and they had genuine respect for him, but some were all stations to barking mad. The rest tried to copy his success and failed. However, there was a part of him that wanted to respond, even just to a few people, but he was afraid, because in real life he was totally different from his writing persona of those disturbing stories. A genuine fan was tired of zero response to their tweeted posts, and so the fan eventually tweeted the words, "Don't follow someone if you can't be bothered to respond. Social networking is about interaction." The writer knew this particular fan was right, but he still ignored the tweet. The writer was cut from the same cloth as many other successful celebrities that never ever respond to their public, because the fact once you respond to one, it's not fair to other fans and well-wishers. The other deluded reason celebrities don't respond is that they believe everyone wants something from them, which is not always the case. The writer was intrigued by this fan, so uncharacteristically he decided to contact this particular person. This was the famous writer's downfall, his biggest mistake, because the fan was not a horror fan at all. It was me, Bleeding Critic, and the writer's body is about to be snapped and crushed in a waste collection vehicle. Why did I do it? I did it because if you choose to have a Twitter account, there's no hiding behind your computer screen. If you don't get involved, support and interact with others, I will hunt you down. By the way, take a deep breath. You forgot to lock your door, didn't you? Don't worry, I've just locked it for you. Celebrity. Written and narrated by Bleeding Critic.